I hope you're ready to meet some people. I know I am. We have an interesting segment next. It's 22 before 11, by the way. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for doing so. Manchester Craftsmen's Guild is a remarkable organization. They provide music, they provide training in a number of different areas. And you may not be aware of it, but there is an apprenticeship training program that occurs. And we're going to be talking a little bit about a specific program over the next few minutes. And let me start by introducing you to Brittany from Manchester Craftsmen's Guild. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. Thank
you. And I apologize. Your last name wasn't given to me. so if you could do that, I'd appreciate it.
Calatrella.
Now I remember. It's all coming back to me. Tell me a little bit about the program.
We work specifically with MCG Youth and Arts Program. So the mission is to educate, inspire, and promote positive change through the visual arts. The three students who are here with us today participate in the apprenticeship training program, like you mentioned. And what that means is that they travel from each of their Pittsburgh public high schools 2, 3, 4, sometimes even 5 days a week after school. And they come to learn about and make art.
What a great opportunity. And let's meet each of the people who are involved. And Miguel, I'll start with you. Can you tell me where you're from and your age and a little bit about yourself?
Well, I live on the Hill District. I'm 16 years old. What was the other question?
Oh, where do you go to school?
Oh, I go to school. I attend a school on the Hill called University Prep.
Yeah, that's how do you like it so far? It's you know, kind of a loaded question, but it's a brand new school. I know
it's coming together.
Yeah, it's tough. Were you at Miller beforehand?
Yeah, how did you?
I'm just guessing because I spend a lot of time at Miller, and I know a lot of kids at U Prep. Were formerly at Miller.
Yeah, I went to Miller a long time ago. Though.
Yeah. Okay. I was just taking a guess. Where were you immediately before you prep?
I went to Rogers.
Okay.
I attended Rogers. Yeah, my major was percussion.
Great. Well, tell me a little bit about what you've done in this program, what the experiences were like.
Well, Manchester, actually the experience is a lot. When I first came there, I didn't know what to expect. So now ever since I came there, it's been great. I go there to play guitar. I do a lot of recording myself. And when I came there, I didn't know a lot, but then I met Keith and all kinds of other people, and they helped me, and they gave me good ideas. It's been great.
Terrific. And you were involved in this particular program with Liat Klingman and Beth Nixon. Did you get involved in that specific program?
Yes.
What did you do? What was the plan for the project?
Well, with Liat, I made this story about ninjas. I wasn't sure why, but it just came to my mind, and I made stories about these ninjas and this magical sword, and they had to attain it. But it was a real short story. I can't remember why I made it. It was a good reason.
but sometimes that's the way art is. It just sort of comes, and you don't even need to know why. After you did the story, did they help bring it more to life?
Actually, yes, we videotaped it, and it's actually weird because if you watch all of them, you see a little bit of everybody's characters in each movie because we helped out a lot of people.
Neat. Keith Hirschberger's here, too. You've been involved with the program as well?
Yeah, I have been.
And it's great. It sounds, Miguel, like you've had a chance to access a lot of different aspects of what's available at MCG and that it's really had an impact in terms of helping you further your music interests, writing, as well as the art as well. Let's talk a little bit to Walter. Walter, where do you go to school?
I go to school at Peabody.
And is this your senior year?
Yes.
I thought it might be. And tell me a little bit about your experiences in this program and your experiences at MCG as well.
At MCG, everybody always has fun there. You could do a lot of stuff. You could screen print. You could do fashion, ceramics, digital, photo. Like in design, you can make skirts, shorts, pants, shirts, anything you want, purses, belts.
That I didn't know. So there's a fashion program there as well. That's terrific. You ended up having a chance to work with Liat and Beth. And,
yes.
What did you do with them?
With Beth, we did paper mache. We made heads, and then we, like your favorite character and stuff. People made vampires, cupcakes.
Huh. That sounds kind of fun. How do you do that exactly?
Well, you take wood, you take cardboard, you cut it up, you fold it and stuff, wrinkle it up. Then you like stick it together, staple it. Then after that, you take a paper towel and stick it in some goo. And then you stick it on there and let that dry. And then when you're done, you can paint over that.
It sounds like a lot of fun. And it also sounds like you end up getting your hands kind of dirty as you do it. Have you always been interested in art?
Yes, I have.
How young were you when you started finding that you really had a passion for it?
When I was 16.
And do you remember kind of what made the light bulb click on or what made that happen? Was there a spark?
When I was in art class, I just started drawing all kinds of designs and stuff.
Neat. Have you thought about what you want to do after your senior year?
Maybe become a chef or an artist.
Great. Are you involved with any of the culinary programs at MCG?
Not yet.
Okay, because I know there's some great training there. I sneak over there for lunch every now and then. Let's turn over next to Guy, and we'll just sort of move that microphone over in your direction. And this is Guy. It's Praviano, right?
Yeah.
And tell me a little bit about your involvement.
My involvement with MCG, it's kind of hard to explain. Well, every time I go there, I'd usually write something for my portfolio. There was a portfolio class in the design room, and it was actually pretty fun.
And where are you from?
I'm from Garfield.
Okay, and are you in high school now? Is this your...
Yeah, this is actually my junior year.
And where are you going?
I'm going to Peabody right now.
Okay, so you guys get a chance to see each other every now and then. What did you do as part of the project?
For Liat?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Well, I made a storyboard, of course, and it was pretty much about a man who didn't actually have acceptance. He didn't have any pants. Everyone else had a certain type of flair to their own dance because they had shiny or more designed pants, and he didn't really have any.
That's a really interesting concept. So this guy just sort of was a misfit?
Yeah.
And what happens to him in the story?
Well, after he meets two dancers and they pretty much make fun of him, he goes and sits away from everybody, in fact, and just hopes, actually, that he can one day be like them, too. And that's when a pair of pants actually come from the sky.
Neat. And have these stories actually been staged for kids to watch and enjoy, for families to watch and enjoy? And I'm learning more about the program as we're talking. That's happened. Can you explain how that's come about and where these programs have been put on?
Yeah, actually, Beth and Liat's visit is part of the visiting artists program in ATP. And with these two particular artists, the students' work will be on exhibition at MCG, part of our Mentors and Makers exhibition series. So the videos that these students made with Liat, as well as the papier-mâché cardboard sculptures, will be at our gallery beginning in February. Or excuse me, I'm sorry, January through February.
Well, that's, it will be great for people to see at MCG. I want to bring Liat on, a voice from the past, for you to say hello to. Hi, Liat.
Hi.
Hi, thanks for hanging on for a little bit. And you're out in Brooklyn right now, right?
Yes, I am.
And Liat Klingman was one of the artists that these kids worked with, these youth worked with. Guys aren't really kids. These young folks, these people humans. That's what we'll call you, these human beings work with. Leon, tell me a little bit about what you did and what this Pittsburgh experience was like for you.
Well, the idea was to come for a one-week workshop in which I make films with puppets with the students. So that's what we did, and we succeeded in doing so. It was really intense. It was 5 days of making the puppets, writing a storyboard, filming, and then editing. And they did amazing work. And the Pittsburgh experience as a whole was just beautiful. It was an amazing week. Everybody were very supportive and very helpful and putting up my work in the gallery and sharing that work with the kids was just a very positive experience.
Now, did all of you make finger puppets? did each of you make finger puppets?
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about that whole process of doing that. Because I love finger puppets. It's amazing how much can be done with them. I'm not sure how you would make a finger puppet, though. I have no idea.
Yeah. All right.
Can I?
Oh, please interject. Yes.
I just the definition of finger puppets is a little different than the puppet that we were doing, even though we were using the fingers. When you say finger puppets, then the hand is upright instead of down. So just to clarify that.
Oh, okay. So the hand is down.
The hand is down, and the second and third fingers represent the legs of the puppet.
Okay, so everybody here in front of me, and maybe you as you're listening, have your middle and index finger down, and you're sort of walking across. That's kind of like how I pictured it, but I guess a lot of us sometimes see the puppets being inverted from that. So what do you do exactly, Guy, to make these?
Well, first we actually have to find the right fabrics that we'd like to use for our colors and our textures. And then we would take a needle and we'd sew certain places in which we'd actually put our fingers into. And then we'd have to add our ornaments on our pants to make it so it really did look like what we were going for.
Oh, how cool is that to do that? And then you filmed the finger puppets, so they actually come to life as like large-scale objects there in the films. Now, was the guy without pants a finger puppet?
He was a finger puppet.
And did he basically, was he bare fingers, or how did you?
Actually, I was a little bit short on time, so I couldn't make pants. So I actually took some paint, and I painted on boxers for him.
Oh, neat. What a cool idea. Do you want to add anything at all to that, Walter, in terms of what you did? It's a pretty good explanation of finger puppets. Were you involved with them as well?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's got to be tough. You mentioned fashion and sewing and other things mm-hmm. before. I mean, to make something that small, it's got to be a real challenge, especially when it's going to be blown up and inspected so carefully. Did you find like that you had to discard things or do a lot of rework? Was it hard to get exactly what you wanted?
Yeah, it was hard to get what you wanted.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would think something so small would be simple. But, Liat, I gather it's really a craft that takes a lot of skill and instruction to learn.
Yes, but, you know, with time you get better. I started when I was a kid making them clothes for my Barbies, so I have some experience. But the students at the workshop did an amazing job. You know, I just showed them a little bit how to sew, and in a couple of hours they had pants.
That's terrific. Miguel Tucker, Guy Praviano, and Walter Ellis are here from Manchester Craftsmen's Guild, and on the phone is Liat Klingman, who is in Brooklyn right now. Brittany Calatrella is here with us as we talk a little bit. Oh, Keith Hirschberger, too, as we talk a little bit about Manchester Craftsman's Guild Youth and Arts Program. What else should we know, Brittany, about the work that you're doing? I know that this particular presentation is going to be up until January 8th, so there's still a few weeks to stop by MCG and see it.
Yeah, the exhibition with Beth and Liat's work will be on view at MCG's gallery through January 8th. And then, as I mentioned earlier, following that will be the students' artwork created through the workshops with those two artists. And a great opportunity to come down and view the Spectacles of Scale featuring Beth's and Liat's work will be next weekend, December 18th, 19th, and 20th. We're having a holiday art sale, so student and staff work will be on sale. Great opportunity to pick up some gifts.
Do you guys have work that's going to be on sale as part of that? Any of you?
Yeah, they kind of like surprise us with this stuff, so we have to find like any stuff we made.
So you're not sure, stuff might show up with a price tag on it, which is kind of cool to know that somebody wants to spend money on something that came out of your own creativity and, you know, that was your original concept. So that's just a great thing. Keith, what else should we know about the programs that are taking place at MCG now and under this umbrella? You really are doing some remarkable work.
Thanks. Yeah, it's a really great program. And kids in Pittsburgh Public Schools don't have to pay for the program. They come, we provide transportation, and they can come and take classes in the digital studio or the ceramics or photography or design. Like Walter said, there's all sorts of stuff. There's printmaking, there's fashion, there's darkroom photography, digital photography, video, animation, Photoshop, wheel throwing. There's all sorts of, it's a great facility, great program.
What's the best way to get involved if people are thinking of getting involved? Is there an age range and, you know, an entry process?
Well, our after-school programs are for high school students, but we do have programs during the school day for middle school. And if you're a teacher in the public schools, you can get in touch with us, and we do outreach programs into the school as well. But probably a good way to see the facility would be one of these things like Brittany was talking about, where we've got this next weekend, the building will be open until 9 in the evening, and you can see the building and see the work in the show.
If you need more information, if Manchester Guild.org, pretty simple place to go to for you to be able to get additional details. And it is, I think, going to see the holiday art sale, which is Friday and Saturday, this coming Friday, and a week from today between noon and 9, and then also Sunday from noon until 3, a week from tomorrow, you can get a chance to see the art that these guys have created, mm-hmm. and maybe purchase some. What a great way to find a unique gift for somebody. Is there anything else any of you would like to say about the program? We just have a couple seconds left. You've done a good job of describing it. It's pretty hard to describe art on the radio. But any closing words from any of you? I don't want to twist your arm.
MCG's cool. They're perfect. They actually helped me. I just recently auditioned for Kappa, and they've gave me like tons of recommendations, so hopefully I get in and
good. What specialty area do you want to focus on at Kappa?
Guitar.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad. Now I know why you were asking me about the guitar player before. What kind of guitar do you like to play, Miguel? Do you have a particular genre that?
I like all music except polka.
That's sometimes good, is to know, you know, that narrows it down a little bit easier. Any anything else about MCG, Walter, that you'd like to add, or Guy? Well, thank you very much. And let me give Keith and Brittany a chance for another word, too. Again, it's manchesterguild.org for details. Brittany, you've got to be real proud of these folks. And also, Liat, thank you for being able to be with us from Brooklyn. I should give you a chance for a last word here.
My pleasure.
Yeah. And it must have been a great experience working with these folks.
It was a very unique experience, yes. I feel okay. Very lucky.
Well, thanks for being with us. And Keith, anything else?
I would just say if you got the chance to come down and see the work in the gallery, it's really fantastic. Liat's work is really fun, and she set up environments for you to view the work in, and it's really a great experience. So.
Yeah. And Beth Nixon is a terrific artist as well. She's been here with us a few times before. Well, thanks to all of you for being here today. Miguel Tucker, Guy Praviano, Walter Ellis, and Brittany and Keith, thank you as well. And stop by. The exhibit is going to be up until January 8th. And you can phone 412-322-1773 or go to manchesterguild.org for more details.